The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to take a little diversion from focusing on specific health conditions today. And I'm going to start off this year and we're going to go on a little journey back into the history of how I got into chiropractic and functional medicine. And we're going to talk about my early years in practice and how we've grown and changed over the years, and we're going to talk about some of our current plans for growth and where we're heading into the future and what I see on the horizon for healthcare and the type of work that we do here at Red Rock Chiropractic Center. So I hope you stick with me for the whole episode. I think you'll find it very interesting, hopefully, and informative. And I think you'll learn some things along the way about healthcare in general that hopefully will give you some enlightenment for your health as we head into this year. And then after this episode, we're going to dive back into very specific conditions for the whole year of 2022. So my story, my journey into the world of natural healthcare, chiropractic functional medicine, started when I was about 10 years old. My mother used to go, I grew up on a farm south of Sanborn, and my mother grew up in a town of Westbrook. And when she was younger, she always went to the chiropractor in Worthington, Minnesota. So when I was about 10 years old, mom was going to Worthington to do some shopping and to visit the chiropractor there. And I believe what she did was she simply asked that chiropractor if he could evaluate me and check me over, just because I think she just wanted me checked because I'd never been checked chiropractically before. And I'd had some bumps and falls and different things and beat up by my older brother, just like lots of kids were growing up, and figured I probably had some things that needed some attention. So I think the chiropractor had a pretty busy practice, and he wasn't going to spend a lot of time with me. So he examined me, and he started adjusting whatever he found was wrong in my neck and back. But the interesting thing is he never really took the time to explain, here, Kyle, this is what I'm going to be doing with you. This is what adjustment's going to be like and feel like. And when he adjusted my neck, it was such a dramatic experience, I guess is the word I would use, that it was one of those things as a kid you probably would either burst out crying or burst out laughing. And when he adjusted my neck, I laughed so hard I literally rolled right off his chiropractic table and was just hooting and hollering on the floor. I think I was just so surprised by it. It was just a visceral reaction that I had. And that was my start, my journey into chiropractic. Obviously, it was radically different than anything I'd ever experienced before in the world of healthcare. When I grew up, my experience of healthcare, every time I went to the doctor, I got a shot in the butt of penicillin. It didn't matter if I had an earache, a sore throat, a tummy ache, whatever, it seemed like that's what I always got, was a shot in the butt of penicillin. And let's just say I never liked that approach. And so when as I got a little older and started getting into sports through junior high and high school, had some injuries, had various things where I started to get some aches and pains. And mom or dad would always take me to the chiropractor. And I was always amazed how quickly, within a day, I would feel better. I mean, dramatically better, from hurting and aching and sore to, you know. Of course, I was young at that age. You recover quicker. But it was night and day difference for me. And I was always impressed with, hey, this doctor is using nothing more than just his hands, and he's given me this much help. And I like that approach. I like not having to take pills and get shots. And don't get me wrong, those can be necessary things. But I like this different approach when I was growing up. I also had an uncle, Dr. Vince Pankinen, who practices in Pearl, Minnesota. He is a chiropractor, and he was an influence on me. And so the combination of the experience of my mother bringing me at a young age to the experience of relief, dramatic relief from many different types of injuries through junior high and high school, my uncle being a chiropractor, and then when I graduated from high school and went to college, chiropractic was always in my top two or three choices. And as I originally went to college, my original major was wildlife and fishery sciences. Well, I'm a big outdoors person, but after about a half a semester of that, I realized, you know, I liked to hunt and fish and do things outdoor, but I don't know if I want a career, sit, you know, in an office, you know, working with fish or these types of things for my whole life. And I decided then, you know, I want to pursue this chiropractic thing. So I went through chiropractic college and finished my undergrad schooling and then went on to chiropractic college. And soon as I made that decision, it was just like a switch turned on in my brain and in my heart. And it was one of those things where you just know, you feel it inside that this is for me. This is what I want to do. This is something I'm passionate about it. And so when I went to chiropractic school, I devoured it. I mean, I took it all in and became a very polished student where I studied intensely. And I loved it. I loved this. I loved learning, and I loved what I was learning about. And so long story short, I graduated in November of 1999. And then you have to figure out, as you're getting close to graduation, all right, this graduation thing is real. I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to get this chiropractic medicine degree. Now what am I going to do? And so growing up in this area, I grew up on a farm south of Sanborn, but I graduated from Lamberton. I had no intention of coming back to Lamberton, Minnesota. But when I was still in my last semester or so of chiropractic college, a gentleman from town, Steve Krenke was his name, and he owned the local hardware store. He was my Legion baseball coach when I was in high school, and he was also president of the Economic Development Authority in Lamberton at that time. And he called me, and we had a good conversation, but to make a long story short, he basically said, Kyle, we've always wanted a chiropractor in Lamberton. We've been discussing this as an EDA, and we'd love to have you come back home. If we helped you get started, would you consider doing it? Well, it's not every day you get an offer like that. And so, and over the next couple few months, the decision was made with my wife we're going to come back to Lamberton. And so we started building our practice, and we opened in April of 2000. And how we got to that, there's lots of hurdles that we had to overcome along the way, especially in terms of getting financing. And that's a whole nother story I'm not going to get into, but let's just say the hands of God were at work for us to be able to get the financing to even get a practice off the ground. So I had a small office where I started, and we remodeled a bank building that was built in 1995 here in Lamberton, but it was a small bank of only about 960 square feet. And we remodeled that, and we started in April of 2000. I'll never forget my first patient. You know, you go through all this training and learn what you're supposed to do and how to take a history and do a proper exam on a patient. And I guess I was probably just nerves, but I remember taking a really long history on my first patient, and then we bring her to the exam room, and I think my mind just kind of froze, and I'm like, I had to look at my exam form and figure out, okay, what do I do next here? Then look at it again, what do I do next, when I had done all this through my training and interning. But I must have done a good enough job, because that first patient of mine referred me numerous patients over my first 5 years of practice. So it got off to a good start. And fast forward, we started in that building, and by 2010, we started from nothing, no patients at all. By 2010, we were in excess of 150 patients a week. We had outgrown that little practice, so we made the decision in 2010 that we needed more room. So do we expand to our existing facility, or do we build a new facility from scratch? And that's ultimately what we decided to do. A couple of open lots just up Main Street from where I was presently at opened up, and the lots were clear. I approached the city, and they were happy as heck to have somebody wanting to maybe build on those two open lots. So we built a new 1,900 square foot facility in 2010, and moved into that in December of 2010. And the practice has continued to grow since then. Fast forward just a few years, and I'll back up a little bit. A little bit before 2010, I started to have some health challenges of my own. I developed high blood pressure, probably a combination of stress and other factors. And in my late 20s, I was having to go on blood pressure medication, crazy. And it baffled me, because, I mean, maybe carrying a few extra pounds, but nothing super excessive. Some stress, but I didn't think it was any excessive. And so being on blood pressure medication really bothered me, because I was like, nobody ever explained to me what the root cause of my blood pressure was. And this lit a fire in me that I began to explore the world of functional medicine, because what I knew about functional medicine is that it was all about helping people find the root causes of their health conditions. And so I began to take training and studying in the world of functional medicine shortly, a few years after my diagnosis. And I started to do having some tests done on me, some blood work, some lab tests. And one of the tests I had done was I had a hair sample taken of me, and it was sent into a laboratory. And it was quite mind-opening when I got my report back. There on that report, everything was normal except for one thing. In the hair analysis, it tests levels of toxic heavy metals and also various levels of trace minerals in your body. And there it was, off the charts, mercury toxicity. Well, if you look at the published studies and some of the research on heavy metal toxicity, one of the causes or one of the symptoms of heavy metal toxicity, including mercury, is high blood pressure. And so I'm like, ha-ha. So what I did is I took some specific supplements to do what I went through something called oral chelation. And that helps to bind to the heavy metals and to bring them gently out of your body. And over a period of time of doing that, getting a little exercise, losing a little weight, focusing on some stress reduction techniques, I was able to get my blood pressure to normalize without medication. And so that really was my start in my journey down the road of functional medicine to bring that type of care to my patients, because I figured if it could help me figure out the root cause of my high blood pressure, by golly, there's so many people out there that have numerous different health conditions that are just doing what I was doing. I was taking a pill to artificially lower my blood pressure, but the underlying root cause of that wasn't being addressed. It wasn't being looked at all. Nobody was suggesting, Kyle, you need to do this test or this test or this test to get to the root cause of why you have high blood pressure already in your late 20s and early 30s. And I would have been on blood pressure medication likely the rest of my life had I not discovered the root cause in my case. And so in 2014, 15, I really amped up my training in functional medicine. And so for the last 6-7 years in clinical practice, along with our chiropractic work, we have a whole nother patient base that we work with doing functional medicine. So that's why when I do this show, Treat the Cause, I sometimes talk about pain-related things, and that's where we use our chiropractic training and my training and as a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist. And then we do lots of different shows on non-pain-related conditions, digestive problems, hormonal problems, skin conditions, thyroid issues, menstrual issues, blood pressure issues, a whole host of other things, because my training in functional medicine helps me then to guide my thinking and helping me to figure out root causes of patients' health conditions that maybe aren't pain things, but they're things they come to me for that we can use functional medicine to get to the root, to get to the problems that are underlying their issues. So that's where that comes into play. But I would have never got there had I not had high blood pressure myself. So, you know, sometimes the good Lord puts things into our lives for a purpose and a reason, you know, and I think God put high blood pressure into my life so that I would figure out the root cause through functional medicine and then go on and use that to be inspired to learn functional medicine so that I could help other people. And so I'm pretty passionate about that. So fast forward to 2021, and we have outgrown our nearly 2,000 square foot facility. And going into 2022, we actually are currently working on an expansion of our existing clinic. We're going to add on another 1,700 square feet. And that expansion is going to be to help to fulfill needs for some niches that I've developed over time. So one is functional medicine. We're going to have a laboratory set up in our new expansion to do blood draws and different things like that. But we're also going to have many different therapy options and treatments available for people with three specific conditions: chronic neck or low back pain, chronic knee pain, and peripheral neuropathy. Those are three niche patient groups or conditions where we've developed very good protocols over the last 5 to 6 years. And the demand for the services and the treatments that we provide for those niches has grown to a point, I need more room. And so we're gonna add on these 1,700 square feet so that we have the room to accommodate the demand and treatments for those types of conditions, along with continuing to expand our functional medicine. You know, the reason why we're expanding is because I feel a need. There's a great need out there for people that have pain, number one, that are looking for a way to treat their pain without drugs and without surgery. And not saying that those are never needed, but there's a great demand for those types of services. And we have the tools, the training, the therapies, the equipment, and the space available to handle 200 plus patients a week. And most of them are coming to us with some kind of pain condition. And so my training is a chiropractic orthopedist. We do very detailed examinations of patients, and we can get to the root cause most of the time of why the patient is having whatever pain they're coming in for. And then my training in functional medicine allows us to then help to fill the needs of people that come in to me for non-pain conditions, which I've already talked about, or mentioned many of those. And people come to me for functional medicine usually saying things like this: you know, doc, I've been taking these pills for 3 years or 5 years or 10 years for whatever condition they have, and but I'd like to get off of these pills, or boy, I would like somebody to actually figure out what's causing this condition. Why do I have to keep taking these pills? And most of them are frustrated, or they've been to a provider and they have a certain set of symptoms, and they're just tired of treating or chasing symptoms. And they're looking for a doctor that can help them to find that root cause that has been elusive. And so the need for what we do, the niches that we provide or can fill out there, the gaps we can fill, isn't going away. So we're going to expand what we're doing and dive into it even more in depth in 2022. So all of the rest of my shows for 2022 are either going to focus on specific pain conditions that affect lots of different people. So we're going to start the year out and we're going to talk about chronic neck and chronic low back pain. And then we're going to go into things like chronic knee pain and peripheral neuropathy and plantar fasciitis and carpal tunnel syndrome and headaches. And you get the idea. The common things that people wrestle with that many times turn into chronic pain, where they have ongoing daily challenges. That's the person I like to treat, and the more challenging cases. And then we'll probably do that most of the first half of the year, and then the second half of the year, then we're going to dive into specific functional medicine conditions and how we use functional medicine to do a detailed history and to do the appropriate functional medicine tests to help that person find whatever it is that is not functioning right in their body or causing their problems. So I hope this gives you some insight as to where we're going with our show, Treat the Cause, in 2022. And it gives you a little bit of my background and how I got into this kind of work. And I hope you continue to listen to our episodes in 2022. I get more and more people all the time that tell me that I heard you on the radio, Dr. Kyle, or I came into you because I heard you on the radio. And we enjoy listening to your shows. They are informative. And what I basically call this is education-based marketing. Yeah, I'm marketing, but I'm educating at the same time. I'm giving you something that you can take home, in a sense, and learn something that can possibly apply to whatever it is your health need is, whatever your challenge is that you're going through. And I'll be honest, I can't help every single case that comes through our door, but we have a strong track record of helping a lot of cases, a lot of challenging ones, and The majority of our patients, no matter how much I market, simply come from word of mouth. And that is the most gratifying thing, is when a satisfied patient who got help goes and tells somebody else, and now their friend or their neighbor or their family member is coming in. So we're here to help. I'm passionate about what I do, and I promise every patient, I never promise patients results, but I do promise them that I will do the absolute best I can for that patient and for their particular case, and that if I can't help them, I'll try to direct them to where they can get help. So look us up a little bit more online at redrockchiro.com, and we have a lot of information on there on our niches, and so a lot of information there, and we also have archives on there to our past episodes of Treat the Cause. So click on the Treat the Cause tab. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. Chronic neck and low back pain coming up for the rest of the month of January. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you through all of 2022.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.